I know that some of you are, you see it in the news. I talked to some people, they didn't even know it was happening. I had two clients in my office this week, a mother and a daughter, both adults, from Iran. And I said, well, what do you think about the thing that's happening in Egypt? They didn't seem to know about it. I don't know, they must not watch news. You know, you can go through this life and not watch any news, you know? If you have your iPod plugged in up here, if you have your video iPod that you're watching that, and if you just go along, you can listen to just all your music, just all anything you want, and you're oblivious to anything in the world around you. And so much so that one guy listening to his iPod walked out in the middle of the street and got hit by a car. So I guess, you know, they're trying to now make laws about what you can do with your iPod in your ear. but Egypt is now in foment. And Hosni Mubarak, the dictator president of Egypt, has kept the government there fairly stable, but he has neglected his people. And people in Egypt work for about $2 a day, about $60 a month they have to live on, and prices are close to what they are here. So, you know, when people suffer at such a terrible rate, they become so discontent. And you know, if you read the history of France and the Bastille Day and all that, when they overthrow the kings of France, the people stormed the Bastille and, you know, and wanted to kill everybody. And then, of course, in Russia, they did it with the Romanovs, you know, and they overthrew them. Because if you're a king and you're up here and everybody else is down here starving, you know, and as Marie Antoinette was quoted as saying, you know, they said the people have no bread. And she said, well, let them eat cake, you know. They have no bread. Let them eat cake, you know. That was her smart remark. And, of course, for that, she had her beautiful head chopped off. Okay, now what's happening is the Mubarak is getting his people out. Now the problem is, and we're always as American, you know, don't stop dissent, and you know, and we think something. Well, this is good because maybe they'll be able to elect their own leader, and everything will be good, and they'll have a democracy, and it'll be like us. And it won't be. Because we make a fundamental mistake thinking our values are their values. And they're not, unfortunately. Now, you have the Muslim Brotherhood driving this, and the people. And when I told these two people from Iran what was happening in Egypt, they like this, uh-oh, that's like what happened in Iran when the Shah was there, and then they overthrew the Shah and the Ayatollah. And I said, are things better? They said, no, much worse. Much worse. They overthrew the Shah. In came the Ayatollah. In came a strong Muslim demand. And the economy is much worse over there. And so, again, what will happen? What will happen? And you're going to overthrow a government, but what kind of government are we going to get? This government so far was on our side, the United States side, even though he was a dictator. And what will happen is they will use that as propaganda, and whoever takes over that next government is likely not to be on the U.S. side. So things are going like this in the Middle East. They're going to be doing this. Tunisia is in foment. Other countries now may get in foment. And the king of Jordan, you know, the Jordanian king, now there may be fomenting there. And so you may have a huge uprising all through the Middle East with a great deal of instability. So we keep our eyes out in America, and you and I will keep our eyes out with a little bit of an understanding of prophecy as to what might happen.